The following WIBC sports feature is presented solely for the entertainment of our audience. It is a fictitious creation, a football game of your mind.
Indianapolis Lasers football is on the air. This afternoon, the newest entry into the National Football League, the Indianapolis Lasers, meet the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, let's switch to the broadcasting booth high atop the city's new Circle Stadium and Joe McConnell and Bob Lamy.
From Circle Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana. Hello again, everyone. This is Joe McConnell, along with Bob Lamy, all set to bring you today's exciting play-by-play. The Indianapolis Lasers in their National Football League debut and the Cincinnati Bengals just down the interstate. Robert, a brand new stadium, 75,000 plus on hand here, a standing room only crowd. It's triple tiered, red, white, and blue. Beautiful Circle Stadium, and we got an excellent day for a pro football game.
Joe, the game itself is going to be a super one, as you well know, but being in the new stadium, it's just a building thing. Everything today is spectacular. We've got a great band on hand for the halftime. The stadium itself is decked out with a bunting around, and I'm just looking forward to a great football game, and we've got a super stadium, a super setting, and as you mentioned, the weather is great too.
And the Cincinnati Bengals, and of course, both of these ball clubs now aligned in the AFC Central Division. It's going to be quite a geographical rival, as well as, we hope, a football rivalry in the next couple of years. But of course, being an expansion team, the Lasers are going to have to hope to build for the future. They're 0-6 after completing their first preseason ever, all on the road, because New Circle Stadium wasn't built in time, and losing to the Bears, the Saints, the Colts, the Cleveland Browns, the Seattle Seahawks, and the Atlanta Falcons have been a trying experience, I'm sure, for this young ball club, but no one really expects a whole lot the first year or two.
No, Joe, but the big thing was they improved as the preseason went on, with the exception of that game against the Colts, the 45-3 game, but you expect something like that. Losing to Seattle by a field goal, 20-17, and then even though we were shut out by Atlanta, the club showed tremendous defense against the Falcons, held them to just one touchdown, and when you lose 13-0 to a club that's been around for several years, that's not that much of a disgrace, and coming in, I think the club is very, very high today, so Cincinnati's going to be in for a big football game. And, for the first time, we've got people from Cincinnati coming to Indianapolis for a game. It's a bit of a switch.
Yeah, that's right. The Bengals were 10-4 a year ago, did not make the playoffs. They're hopeful of better things to come. Now let's go down to the field. We're moments away from our national anthem, and then we'll be giving you the starting lineups. The national anthem here at Circle Stadium in Indianapolis. For the Cincinnati Bengals this afternoon, and they have a star-studded cast. On offense for Tiger Johnson's ball club, it'll be All-Pro Isaac Curtis, 6'1", 192 in his fifth year from San Diego State at one wide receiver. The other wide receiver position will be split. Billy Brooks out of Oklahoma in his second year will be at one wide receiver position. John McDaniel will see plenty of him in relief of Brooks occasionally at that other wide receiver spot. The tight end, a 10-year pro from Utah, 6'5", 228 pounds, Bob Trumpy. The offensive line for the Bengals, a 9-year pro from Ohio State, 265 pounds, Rufus Mays at left tackle. John Shinners is the left guard. He plays at Xavier of Ohio. In Cincinnati, he's a 9-year veteran. The center is the offensive captain and 10-year pro from Tennessee, Bob Johnson, who was the number one Cincinnati Bengal draft choice in their very first year of existence. Dave Lapham, a 260-pound, 3-year veteran from Syracuse, the right guard. And Vern Holland, a 7-year pro at 265 pounds, the right tackle. the quarterback from Little Augustana College in Illinois, Kenny Anderson, 6'2", 212 pounds, now in his seventh season, twice the leading passer in the National Football League. And the running backs, the only two-time Heisman Trophy winner ever, three-time All-American from Ohio State, Archie Griffin, number 45. Archie is only 5'9", weighs 183, now starting his second year. And it'll be big Booby Clark, 6'2", 242 pounds in his fifth year from Bethune-Cookman at the other running back. Those are the offensive starters for the Bengals. Defensively, they'll have Coy Bacon, Wilson Whitley, Eddie Edwards, and Gary Burley across the front four. Both Whitley and Edwards are number one draft picks this year and are rookies. Bacon, of course, led the entire NFL in sacks last year with 26. He's a 10-year pro from Jackson State. Ron Pritchard, Jim LeClaire, and Bo Harris will be the linebackers. Lamar Parrish and Ken Riley, the cornerbacks. Tommy Casanova, an all-pro at strong safety. Marvin Cobb in his third year from USC as the free safety. And now for the Indianapolis Lasers on offense. It'll be Steve Burks, who is 6'5", 210 pounds in his third year from Arkansas State at one wide receiver. Sheldon Diggs, the fifth round draft choice cut by Atlanta, picked up by the Blazers. He is 6'1", 190 from USC. Sheldon Diggs had a great ball game against Notre Dame. The offensive line, Jim Nicholson, a four-year pro from Michigan State at left tackle. Elmer Collett at left guard. Steve Sylvester, the center. Gary Petz, who played at Valparaiso, a five-year pro, picked up from the New York Jets at right guard. Donnie Green, a 6'7", 252-pound, seven-year pro from Purdue as the right tackle. And big Paul Seal from Michigan's the tight end. Norris Wheezy will be the starter at quarterback from Ole Miss in his second year, was picked up from Denver. Tom Sullivan and Sherman Smith will be the running backs for the Lasers this afternoon. And now on defense, it'll be Will Wynn, Steve Okanuski, Larry Hand, and Kenny Johnson, the former basketball all-stater from Indiana who played football at IU and was picked up from the Bengals. Johnson will be the left defensive end. Pat Hughes will be the starting middle linebacker. Mel Rogers and Al Beauchamp will be the outside linebackers. Schaefer Suggs of Ball State will start at right cornerback. Nate Allen, picked up from the Vikings, will be the left cornerback. Tim Foley, a seven-year pro from Purdue, will be the strong safety. And Reggie Williams, a rookie from Texas A&M, will open up at free safety for Kenny Carpenter's Lasers this afternoon. Those are your starting lineups. We'll be back for the toss of the coin and the kickoff of this afternoon's ball game from Circle Stadium in Indianapolis in just a moment. This is the Indianapolis Lasers Football Network. The officials for this afternoon, it'll be Ben Dreith's crew. Ben, of course, a school official from Denver, Colorado, and a graduate of Colorado State, the referee. The head linesman is Frank Glover. The line judge is the former Michigan State All-American, Dean Look. The back judge, Bob Rice. The field judge, Fred Swearington of Ohio U. And the umpire is Bill Ross. Bob, the team captains, the tri-captains for both ball clubs meeting out at midfield now for the toss of the coin, and representing the Lasers on offense is Elmer Kopp, an offensive guard. Pat Hughes, the middle linebacker, is the defensive captain. And Phil Wise, a veteran safety, picked up in the expansion draft from the Minnesota Vikings, is the special teams captain. For the Bengals, it's Bob Johnson, their original number one player, the offensive center, who is the captain for the offensive unit. Coy Bacon, their all-pro at defensive end, is the defensive captain. And Tony Davis, a running back, is the captain of the specialty teams.
But Joe, with the weather from the Weather Bureau at 55 degrees, sunny and clear, they tell us the wind from the south, 12 to 15 miles an hour. So one club is going to have a slight breeze at their back for a couple of quarters, and particularly in this opening quarter, where I know Cincinnati would like to get the wind and try to go to the attack as soon as they can.
Well, the toss has been made, and the Indianapolis Lasers win the toss and will receive, and they will defend the north goal to our left. So that means the Bengals will be taking the wind here in the first period and kicking off in this ball game. And the two special units now have completed their last-minute instructions and are lining up now for the opening kickoff. The Lasers have dropped three men deep. We have Fred Williams, the rookie from Arizona State, guarding the left side. Stan Renfrey, a three-year pro from Arkansas State, picked up from the Miami Dolphins, guarding the right side. And in the middle is a man by the name of Howie Stevens, who has been a kickoff return specialist for many years, Robert. He's wearing a bright red number one on his white football jersey. And he's the young man that, Coach Kenny Carpenter hopes will carry most of the kickoff return chores for the Lasers this year.
Howard likes to run the football, and especially on punt returns, he's very, very dangerous, doesn't like for that fair catch, but he's in the middle deep, and I know the Bengals want to kick away from him, but he's the kind of a guy that'll go after the ball no matter where it is.
Barr has his arm uplifted, and the official signals everything's in readiness, and Barr moves forward and puts the ball in the air. A line drive, end-over-end kick coming down. Stevens at the 5-yard line. Now comes upfield, heads to the left sidelines, and gets spilled at the 33-yard line. Willie Shelby of the special teams unit for the Bengals came in low to knock him down over on the far sidelines, at the Laser 33. A 28-yard kickoff return for Howie Stevens, and so the Lasers will have the ball first down and 10 at the Laser 33.
Willie Shelby is a headhunter, and he went down with a tremendous speed he's got and really laid Howard out, but good run back of 28 yards, and the Lasers have good field position to start it off.
All right, Wheezy brings him out. This will be the first play of the NFL game right here at Circle Stadium. The Lasers line up in a slot to the left side. Burks wide to the left, and in the slot is Sheldon Diggs. Deuce backfield. A handoff goes to Tom Sullivan. The 6-year pro from Miami, Florida, hits the right side and gets dumped at the 36-yard line. A pickup of about 3. Jim LeClaire, the middle linebacker, and Wilson Whitley, the big number one draft choice from Houston, making the tackle on the play. It'll be 2nd down 7.
High low tackle, Joe. LeClaire got him high. Whitley had him around the ankles, and there was nowhere Sullivan could go. He picked up 3, though.
All right. The Lasers now break the huddle. They send Burks again wide to the far left side. Diggs now split wide to the near side outside the tight end Paul Seal. Deuce backfield. The call now by Wheezy. And the give now to Sherman Smith. And he tries right guard and gets stacked up at about the 39-yard line, picking up about 3, running into Gary Burley, the left defensive end for the Bengals, out of Pitt in his second year.
Burley fought off a pretty good block there, and he's a veteran. He knows what he's doing and was able to stack up the blocker as well as the ball carrier, but 3rd down and 4, the Lasers doing well. They've gained 6 yards in 2 plays.
Well, no, so far, so good. No mistakes, really, and that's what the Lasers are hoping to cut down. All right, they come up now. The line of scrimmage at 39-yard line, 3rd down and 4. And this time it's a slot to the near right side with Diggs lining up inside of Steve Burks. Deuce backfield, Smith on the right, Sullivan on the left. Long count by Wheezy. He drops back to pass now, circles to his right, has a little time, dumps it out on the right flat, and it's incomplete. He intended it for Paul Seal, who cut upfield and out to the right about 8 yards away. And a flag, as you mentioned, is down, and we'll have to wait now and see what the call is.
Looked prematurely like Donnie Green, a little false start there, and there should be a legal procedure against the Lasers.
Well, that's what it is. And the Bengals are going to decline the penalty because the pass was incomplete, and we'll leave it at 4th down now, 4 yards to go at the Laser 39-yard line. So Tony Madow will come in to punt the ball away. The Bengals now drop back Anderson and Shelby. Willie Shelby is their main kickoff man, while Anderson, Jerry Anderson, had a 96-yard punt return against the Vikings in the preseason. There's a snap, and Madow gets the kick away, and it's a high floating kick coming to the near side. Anderson waits for it and takes it at the Bengal 20-yard line. Cuts up field and gets dumped at the 25, the 28-yard line. Coming in quickly was Kevin McLean, a number one draft choice a couple of years ago and obtained from the Los Angeles Rams. McLean makes the tackle at the 28-yard line, an 8-yard return for Jerry Anderson.
41-yard punt from Madow, too, so the Lasers won't be hurting in that particular aspect. A good punt, and the Bengals set it up with the 1st down, and let's see what we can do on defense now.
All right. The Bengals have the ball. 1st down, 10 yards to go at the 28-yard line. Griffin and Clark in the deuce behind Anderson. Wide to the left is Curtis, and in the slot is Billy Brooks. There's a handoff to Griffin. Griffin cuts off right tackle and gets a couple of yards up near the 30-yard line where Larry Hand, the 13-year veteran from Appalachian State, makes the tackle with help from Mel Rogers, the left side linebacker.
Larry, of course, a veteran out of Detroit. He's played many years. They keep saying he's too small, but he stacked that play up very well.
2nd down 8 Bengals. Cincinnati at their own 30-yard line. Anderson has them huddled up. The Lasers, so far, so good. No big mistakes on offense, and they've held well on the first running down. Now the Bengals line up with Brooks coming wide to the near side, and set wide to the left is Isaac Curtis. Watch him. He can fly. Kenny Anderson in front of the deuce makes the call. Drops back to pass. Looking downfield. Pumps once. Now ducks to the right side. Still under pressure. Lobs it down the left sidelines, and it is caught. It's caught by Billy Brooks, and he's knocked out of bounds. Inside the 50-yard line, across the 50-yard line into Laser territory.
Brooks made a great move, faking inside and then going outside. He had the Laser defensive backs caught flat-footed, and when he broke outside, he was wide open, and Anderson just laid the ball right in his hands. 23-yard gain, and the first down of the ball game, and it goes to Cincinnati.
The ball is at the Laser 49, so the Bengals have moved it across the midfield stripe. Schaefer Suggs, the young cornerback out of Ball State, was the defensive back who was beaten on that last play. Bengals have it 1st down now at the Indianapolis Laser 49-yard line. They line up in the I formation. Booby Clark is the short man, and Griffin is the deep man. There's a quick handoff to Clark, and he tries the middle, cuts to the left side, and gets down to the 40-yard line where Tim Foley comes up from the secondary position to knock him down, but a big hold at left guard on a draw, a slight delay that time.
Rufus Mays and John Schinner's really opened a hole, and Tim Foley, coming up from his strong safety position, made the last saving tackle for the Lasers on that one.
Big Booby Clark, 242 pounds worth, picks up nine. It'll be second down, one. The Bengals moving now in Laser territory at the 40-yard line. Griffin lines up now as a wing to the left and a double wing right formation with Brooks in the slot. Long count by Anderson now on second and one. And the give to Griffin, who comes around and takes the handoff and cuts up right tackle and gets chopped down by Larry Hand and Kenny Johnson coming over from his left end position to make the tackle. An inside handoff out of the wing back position to Archie Griffin, and he gets just 2 yards on the counter play, but it's enough for the first down.
Second one of the ball game for the Bengals. Again, Larry Hand at the bottom of the stack.
Now the Bengals now picked up two first downs and own the ball on the Laser 38-yard line. Anderson brings him out of the huddle, and this time he sends Curtis White to the near right side, and in the slot right is Billy Brooks. Brooks is a 4-4 sprinter in the 40 out of Oklahoma, a number one draft choice in 1976. Deuce backfield. Anderson drops back to pass. Looks long. Now rolls to his left. Throws it deep in the end zone, intended for Isaac Curtis, and it is incomplete. It's coming over with Schaefer Suggs. Schaefer Suggs prevented a touchdown just as Curtis reached for the ball at the goal line.
Reggie Williams had Curtis going all alone on that post pattern in the end zone, but at the last second, as you mentioned, Suggs came over and got his left hand in the way and just batted the ball out of Curtis's hands as the Bengals went for the big bomb early, Joe.
All right, second down 10 at the Laser 38-yard line. Anderson going long for Curtis, and at the last moment, Suggs coming in to break it up. All right, now they come in a balance formation. Brooks wide to the left, and wide to the near side is Curtis. Deuce backfield. Anderson looking over the Laser alignment. Gets the snap, and he rolls to the right, looking downfield, dumps it out to Trumpy.
He makes
the catch at the 20-yard line, gets down to the 15, and down to the 10-yard line, where Nate Allen finally brings the big 6'5" tight end down.
Very, very seldom do you see one man in the open field knock Trumpy down. Nate Allen did it, but we've got a penalty flag, and it's back in the offensive backfield of the Bengals, and that sometimes means holding.
It generally does, Bob. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a penalty, an offensive holding call against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Against number 76, Joe, and that would be Vernon Holland, the right tackle from Tennessee State, who grabbed a hold of Larry Hand as he tried to make the move toward quarterback Kenny Anderson.
Well, that was a break because the Bengals had picked up 27 yards on that pass to Bob Trumpy. So the 10-yard mark off moves it back to the midfield line and makes it second down and 20 now. The Bengals at the Laser 48.
Joe, they've gone for the bomb the last two plays. The last one to Trumpy completed for that big gain, nullified by the penalty. But it looks as though Kenny Anderson wants to go on top and do it early.
Well, let's see now. He's testing, of course, this new secondary. And we'll see now if they can lock it up with second down 20. Anderson brings him up and sends Curtis wide to the left. John McDaniel in place of Billy Brooks is wide to the near side. Deuce backfield. Long count by Anderson, the league's leading passer. He drops back to pass. Looking now, throws over the middle, and it's caught by Curtis again inside the 25 and snapped there by Foley. Tim Foley comes up from his strong safety position. That was a deep slant, and Curtis beat the right cornerback, Schaefer Suggs, with a fine grab at the 27 and gets down near the 25-yard line.
Joe, that's the second time Tim Foley has made a touchdown-saving tackle for the Lasers in this ballgame already. And if he wasn't that sure-handed tackler, Curtis, with that great speed, one more step and he'd have been gone.
Well, the Bengals pick up a first down despite a 10-yard holding call in the previous play, and they now own it at the Laser 25-yard line. On that last formation, the Lasers had put in McLean as a fourth linebacker and taken Larry Hand out on a 3-4 defense, but it still didn't work. And now Hand is back in, and they line up with a four-man front. Wide to the near side is Brooks. Wide to the left is Curtis. Deuce backfield. And the give now to Big Booby Clark, and he tries a left side on a trap and gets down across the 20 to about the 19-yard line, where he's stacked up there by Hand. And also coming up for the middle linebacker position is Pat Hughes, whom the Lasers acquired from the New Orleans Saints. He's an 8-year pro from Boston.
Joe, the offensive line of Cincinnati, that time headed up by John Schinners and Bob Johnson, just moving the Lasers right off that line of scrimmage, and that opened the big hole that time.
Okay, second down, 4 yards to go. The Bengals now in scoring territory at the Laser 19. Again, they line up in the deuce backfield. Clark on the right, Griffin on the left. Curtis wide to the left, and in the slot to the left is Billy Brooks on a strong side right. Long count by Anderson. The give now to Big Booby Clark, and he veers to the right side and gets across the 17 down to the 16-yard line. And again, it's Hughes in there, and Kenny Johnson also helping out on the play. They're going to be close to the first down, but it might be just a little bit shy at about the 16-yard line.
Pat Hughes, 6'2", 225 out of Boston University. He's 8 years as a pro. Just stacked that play up and didn't allow Booby Clark to gain another inch. But 3 yards sets up that big play for the Bengals right now.
Well, it's going to be third down. This will be the Bengals' first try at third down conversion today. Third down, a good yard to go. The ball just shy of the Laser 16. Griffin, the deep man in the eye now as they line up in an eye with a slot to the near right side. Almost a five-man front now for the Lasers. The give is to Griffin, and Griffin is going to try to sweep right in. Looking for a block, tries to cut back in, and he's chopped down. He's chopped down behind the line of scrimmage at about the 17-yard line, and Mel Rogers came up for the left linebacker position to make a great tackle, but it was Kenny Johnson, the left end, that turned the play back inside.
You said it, Joe. The big guy from IU really forced the play inside, and Archie had nowhere to go, and that's probably going to bring up a field goal attempt for the Bengals.
Yeah, here comes Chris Barr in the field goal unit. A loss of a yard on third and one, so the Lasers stiffen inside their own 20-yard line. And with fourth down, 2 yards to go, the Bengals will attempt the first score of the game on a field goal. It'll be a 34-yarder. The ball will be spotted at the Laser 24-yard line, the line of scrimmage of the 17.
This bar out of Penn State, a soccer-style kicker, just doesn't miss too often from this range.
Dave Lapham, the right guard, is in there now to snap on all punting and kicking situations. We're waiting now. The ball is down. Barr boots it. And it is good. Chris Barr hits a 34-yard field goal. He had plenty of distance to spare. And so with 8 minutes and 32 seconds left to go in the first quarter of the ball game here at Circle Stadium in Indianapolis, the Bengals have drawn first blood. They go 55 yards in 10 plays. The score, the Cincinnati Bengals 3, the Indianapolis Lasers nothing. We'll be back with more Laser football in just a moment. This is the Indianapolis Laser Football Network.
The Bengals own a 3-0 lead over our Indianapolis Lasers. 8:32 remaining in the first quarter. The Bengals drove 55 yards in 10 plays. They actually had a couple of big plays called back. That offensive holding against Vernon Holland nullified a 27-yard gain. But Kenny Anderson of the Bengals on the scoreboard first with a 34-yard field goal from Chris Barr. Now the Lasers, Joe, are going to have to try to come back in a ball game, but they're down only 3-0. It could have easily been 7.
Well, that's true. Anderson with two 23-yard completions set up that field goal by Barr, a 34-yarder. Barr is ready now, and the three men are deep again with Stevens waiting for the ball at the goal line. Barr moves forward and puts the ball in the air. End over ender, drifting to the left side, and Stevens will take it, crossing the 7-yard line. Straight up the left side to the 15, to the 20, cuts back to the 25, and gets hit and out near the 27-yard line. And it's Scott Perry finally dragging him down. About a 20-yard kickoff return for little Howard Stevens out of the University of Louisville. He played for Lee Corso down there.
One of the most exciting players in the NFL. Howard just doesn't know when to quit and keeps those little legs churning, and he got 20 on that one. So, once again, not too bad field position at the 27.
5'6", 165. Stevens now listed as the smallest man in the National Football League, and the Lasers have decent field position to start their second offensive thrust of the game at the 27. Wheezy brings them up. Sullivan and Smith in the deuce. Smith, of course, played at Miami of Ohio and was a fine rookie at Seattle last year. Wide to the left is Burks. Diggs is wide to the near side. The handoff goes to Sherman Smith, and he tries the right tackle slot and gets up across the 30-yard line, maybe as far as the 32-yard line. Bo Harris, the left side linebacker, bringing him down with help from Jimmy McClure, the middle linebacker for the Bengals, and it'll be second down and about 5.
North Dakota, Louisiana, not too close geographically, but Bo Harris out of LSU and Jim LeClaire from North Dakota got together in a hurry to stop that play after 5 yards.
Smith, a big running back, 6'4", 217, also a fine pass receiver, and a great game against the Vikes last year as a rookie. Second down, a long 5. The ball just shy of the 32-yard line in Laser territory. Wheezy brings him up. This time he sends Burks wide to the near side. Diggs split wide to the left, and now he goes in motion, coming to the near side. Deuce backfield. And on a give to Tommy Sullivan. And Sullivan tries left guard and gets a couple of yards. Not much running room for the former veteran from Philadelphia. He was put down by Ron Pritchard, who is an off-season wrestler out of Arizona State. The muscular right linebacker really hit him, and Sullivan appears to be shaken up on the play.
Pritchard, who, as you mentioned, is a hitter, really hit him at right at the numbers. And Tommy is up on one knee, but he's a little shaken up.
Well, he gets about 2 yards on the play. Make it third down now, and about 3 yards to go. The ball just shy of the 35. And it looks like Sullivan's going to have to come out, and Freddie Williams, the rookie who was cut by the Dallas Cowboys out of Arizona State, replaces him. Williams, 5'10", 190, had a good preseason. Rushed for 218 yards, an average of 4.5 a carry. All right, third down. We'll call it a short three to go. Deuce backfield. Diggs again wide to the near side. Burke split wide to the left. Wheezy drops back. His first passing attempt of the ball game. Looks downfield and goes to Diggs, and it's incomplete. He dropped the ball on a square out. He was open, and the ball slithered right through. He was pressured at the last minute by Ken Riley, but Wheezy laid it right on the numbers.
You know, that's a real bad break for the Lasers, because Riley slipped just as he came up to cover Diggs, and had Sheldon been able to hang on to the football, he might have had 15 or 20 more yards upfield. But as it is, it's going to set up a McDowell punt, the second of the game for the Lasers.
Well, he had a 41-yarder in his first effort. Let's see what he can do this time. Again, dropping back is Willie Shelby and Jerry Anderson. There's the snap, and here's the punt. And it's a high end-over-ender against the wind. A good punt by McDowell. Anderson circles back and makes the catch at the Bengal 26-yard line and gets upended right there by Stan Winfrey on great punt coverage. There appears to be no penalty, and so that was a fine punt and good punt coverage by the Lasers.
Super punt coverage, Joe, and a 43-yarder from Adawi. He's now averaging 42 yards and two kicks. And as you mentioned, Stan Winfrey out of Arkansas State was right there. Jerome Anderson gathered it in, and Winfrey gathered him in, and so the Bengals don't get anything on the run back.
All right, the Bengals will have the ball now. First down at their own 26-yard line. 3-0. The Bengals leading on a 34-yard Chris Barr field goal. All right, they line up in a slot to the right. Curtis outside of John McDaniel, who's in there now. He'll alternate with Brooks occasionally. Deuce backfield, Anderson with a call. And he circles to his right, rolling out, dumps it out on the right flat, caught by Griffin. He jukes away at the 30 and gets hammered at the 34-yard line by Mel Rogers and Nate Allen, who came up from his cornerback position. Good move by Griffin, and he picks up about 8 yards on the little swing pass to the right side.
Archie faked that block just to lay a little shoulder on the on-charging lineman, Kenny Johnson, then circled out into the right flat, and he was all alone, but Rogers and Allen held it to an 8-yard gain. He might have gotten a little bit more if he'd have gotten that juke move just a little bit better and gotten by the first man there, who was Mel Rogers.
Well, that's Archie's first reception of the year, and now it's second down two, the Bengals on their own 34-yard line. They line it up in the I formation. Big Booby Clark is the short man, Griffin tucked in behind. Receiver split wide to the left, Curtis. Brooks back in the game, wide to the near side. Anderson with a long count. Now gives it a quick handoff to Clark. He tries it right up the middle, veers to the right side, and gets across to 35, 37, maybe the 38-yard line before he's finally wrestled down. Pat Hughes on the bottom of the stack.
And I think we got another penalty flag, Joe, and that again could be illegal procedure. I think the Bengals had two men moving in the backfield at the same time, and the flag was dropped, and I think that'll cost them a five.
Well, Pat Hughes, the defensive captain, talking things over with Ben Dreif. And they're going to take the 5-yard penalty. So that'll move the ball back to the Bengal 29-yard line. And it'll make it second down and seven.
Well, that's one of the best situations the Lasers have had, second down and seven. At least the Bengals got to think on a play. They've been going with that second and third and short yardage, and pretty good chance to keep drives underway. But now second down and seven, only the second time in the game they've had real problems. The first one came as a result of a penalty, too.
Deuce backfield, Curtis wide to the near side, McDaniel wide to the right. Anderson back to pass. No, he gives it off to Griffin on a draw. He cuts through to the left side, gets across the 30, it's 35, and gets out across the 40 up near the 45-yard line before he's finally pounded down. It looked like there might have been a blitz on that time, and the draw play worked beautifully, and Griffin cut to the outside. He gets to the 45-yard line, a 16-yard pickup, and Reggie Williams, the safety, had to come up to nail him.
Well, that was the case where Pat Hughes was coming on the blitz, as you mentioned, and Glenn Bujnak not only picked him up, but dumped him into one of his own players, taking two out with one block, and it really opened a gaping hole. And as you well know, Griffin doesn't need that big a hole. He got it, and he was almost off to the races again. A good stop by Reggie Williams.
Well, that's the second time now. The Bengals have overcome one of their own penalties here in the first quarter, and they have a first down now at the Cincinnati 45. Linville Elliott is in for Griffin now, giving Archie a blow for a play or two. They line up in the deuce, Elliott on the left side. Again, it's Curtis wide to the left and Brooks wide to the near side on a strong side right. They give now to Elliott, and he's going to try to sweep the right side, looking for a block, cuts back in, gets up across the 50-yard line into Laser territory before he's cartwheeled by Kenny Johnson and Mel Rogers.
Johnson grabbed him by the ankle and flipped him, but in doing so, Linville picked up a couple of more yards. He rolled right into the arms of Mel Rogers, who finally knocked him down. But again, a 6-yard pickup for the Bengals, who are moving once again.
Well, Elliott out, Griffin back in. So Linville was in there for one play and did the job. A 6-yard sweep to the right side. It's second down four. And again, the Bengals have moved across the 50-yard line and are Laser territory at the 49. Billy Brooks wide to the near side. Curtis split wide to the left. The backs are split about 5 yards apart behind Anderson. He drops back to pass now, looking to the left side, throws for Brooks on a crossover, and it's broken up by Nate Allen. Allen came in there and stripped the ball away at about the 33-yard line. There's a great defensive play with the left cornerback.
Super play by Nate Allen out of Minnesota, and of course played at Texas Southern. Brooks had the ball cradled in his arms, was turning upfield, and Nate just stripped it right out of his hands, and I think Billy thought for a moment he might have fumbled that ball, but it's ruled an incompletion.
All right, now it'll be third down, 4 yards to go. The Bengals at the Laser 49-yard line.
Big play here for the Lasers. They've got to hold them and perhaps force a punt here.
Well, McDaniel back in. He may be bringing a play in from the sidelines. They're going to go to a slot to the near right side with McDaniels lining up inside the flyer, Isaac Curtis. Griffin and Clark, the deuce backfield behind Kenny Anderson. Third down, 4 from the Laser 49. Anderson looking left, now right, takes the snap, drops back to pass, has time, looking, throws a long one down the sidelines. It is caught by Isaac Curtis at the 5, touchdown! Isaac Curtis beat Schaefer, Suggs, and Reggie Williams down the left side on a fly pattern, caught the ball in full stride at the 5-yard line, goes into the end zone, the first touchdown of the ball game, and the Bengals have taken a 9-0 lead.
Joe, as you've been calling all quarter long, Schaefer Suggs has been the fellow Anderson has been picking on. He again was beaten deep. Reggie Williams trying to come over to give some late help there, but couldn't do it. Isaac Curtis, the tremendous speedster, just gathered it in and went all the way into the end zone. A 49-yard touchdown play, and the first of the game, it is 9-0, and Chris Barr is on to try to make it 10.
The kick is up, and it is good, and it's a 10-0 Cincinnati Bengal lead with 3 minutes and 5 seconds left to play here in the first quarter at the Circle in Indianapolis. They went 74 yards in 5 plays, and a 49-yard touchdown pass to Curtis capped the drive. 10-0, the Bengals lead it. We'll be back with more first quarter action following this timeout on the Laser Football Network. Joe McConnell along with Bob Lamy back at Circle Stadium in Indianapolis. The Lasers trail the Bengals 10-0. A field goal, a 34-yarder by Barr, and a 49-yard touchdown pass from Anderson to Curtis a moment ago capped a 74-yard touchdown drive in 5 plays, and so far the story has been the aerial game of the Bengals.
Joe, I think it's very predictable. The Bengals are a big play team. They got one called back and then went for 2 23-yard completions on the way to that field goal to start the game. Then the 49-yard bomb on third down from Anderson to Curtis. The big play, and the Bengals on the boards with a 10-0 lead. But the Lasers have shown some good defense. They've moved the ball fairly well on offense. And this game's a long, long way from being over.
All right, Barr moves forward and puts the ball in the air. It's a low line drive kick. Stevens waiting for it at the 4-yard line. Up to the 5, the 10, heads to the near right sidelines behind the wedge. Gets a block at the 25, still on his feet, and gets stopped as he crosses the 30-yard line up near the 32-yard line. Tony Davis, the special teams captain for the Bengals, finally put a roll block on little Howie Stevens, and it's a 28-yard kickoff return, and the officials will spot the ball at the Laser 32.
Once again, that little fella Howard Stevens has been the big guy who's given us good field position, the 32, the 27, and now the 28-yard line, so the Lasers have had the good field position. They just need to get a drive underway.
All right, Tom Sullivan, who was shaken up on the last drive, still out, and we've got Fred Williams in at running back, and he lines up on the left side of the deuce now. Bobby Thompson in for a play for Steve Burks, out wide to the left. Sheldon Diggs wide to the near side. Wheezy bends over center Sylvester, waiting now for the snap. And he gives the ball now to Williams, who's going to try the left side. He turns the corner and gets across the 35, a block, the 40, cuts back at the 45, the 50, and gets into Bengal territory and is knocked out of bounds at about the 48 or 7-yard line. Kenny Riley finally put the hit on him, but there's the first big ground gainer for the Lasers this afternoon on the sweep to the left side, little Freddie Williams.
As you mentioned, Joe, the big block that keyed him was Jim Nicholson, the offensive left tackle out of Michigan State, 275 pounds. He wiped out Ron Pritchard and opened the way for Williams' long 21-yard gallop, the first down of the afternoon for the Lasers.
And the Lasers now in Bengal territory for the first time this afternoon. They move the chains up. It'll be first down for Indianapolis at the Cincinnati 47-yard line. All right, Wheezy brings them out. Smith on the right, Williams on the left in the deuce now. Burks back in there at wide receiver, and in the slot to the left is Sheldon Diggs. There's a long count. There's a give to Smith, and Smith gets stacked up with the line as he tries the left side, and I don't think he made very much, Robert. There was absolutely no running room at all. It looked like Whitley, and with some help from his friends, kind of wiped out that whole left side of the line.
Whitley and Edwards, those two rookies in the middle of the line, those two first-round draft choices, really stacked it up. And when you run in there, you're running against almost 550 pounds of beef, and they just simply made no gain out of the play. Second down, 10.
As a matter of fact, he lost a little bit. It's a little shy of the 47, but we'll call it second down, a long 10. All right, Burks, split wide to the left. And in the slot to the left is Diggs. High formation this time. Wheezy on second down, 10. Drops back to pass. Looking now. Being rushed, steps to the left, dumps it out, and it's incomplete. He intended to hit Steve Burks. Burks on the left side, and the ball was underthrown as Wheezy was really pressured that time by those two rookies again in the front four.
Ken Riley's the guy who defended against Burks to make sure there's an incompletion, but I think we got an offensive holding, the first penalty of the season coming up against the Lasers. And it looks like Elmer Collette out of San Francisco State played with Baltimore for so many years in his 11th year as a pro. And it looked like he grabbed a hold of a sweater as Whitley tried to get around him and get to Wheezy, the quarterback.
Well, they're talking things over. The Bengals might opt to take the down here and make it third and 10. Nope, they're gonna take the 10 yards. So the 10-yard walk-off puts the ball back in Indianapolis territory at the Laser 43 and makes it second down all over again. Now 20 yards to go. It'll be interesting to see what young quarterback Norris Wheezy and coach Kenny Carpenter and his staff come up with here on second down 20. This is the first long yardage situation faced for the Lasers today. All right, they line it up now in the I formation. Slot to the near right side.
Got to expect the Bengals to be coming now.
Wheezy drops back to pass, and he dumps out a screen pass on the left side now to Williams. Williams gets a block, crosses the 45, the 50 in the Bengal territory, and is knocked down, far short of the first down.
Looked like the Laser coaching staff figured out what we did. They had that screen, and it defeated the blitz, and Marvin Cobb is the man who stacked it up finally, but a good call and a good completion for the Lasers on that one.
Well, the Bengals had gone with a nickel defense by pulling one of the linebackers and going with an extra defensive back. And Williams picks up 9 on the screen. The ball now at the Bengal 48-yard line. It'll be third down, 11 yards to go.
Joe, this is the third down situation for the Lasers, and they are 0 for 2 so far.
That's one of the key facts of the ball game. In order to control the ball, you got to be able to pick up those key third down situations. Bobby Thompson back in out of Oklahoma, wide to the left. Sheldon Diggs in a slot to the left. And we have a double wing left now as Williams lines up as a wing to the right. Only one setback, Sherman. Sherman Smith behind Norman Wheezy. Wheezy drops back to pass now. Looking, and he gets dumped. Oh, Coy Bacon blew in from the right side and sacks Norris Wheezy as he attempted a pass. And the ball is back across the 50-yard line. And let's see where they're going to mark it now.
Joe, with Coy Bacon coming, you can really expect him. He led the NFL last year. 26 quarterbacks fell under his weight. And, of course, this is the first one of the day, and Norris Wheezy really dumped hard. Coy Bacon, 10 years a pro, 265 pounds, and I think he's just as quick as the first day he came into the league.
The gun sounds ending the first quarter here at Circle Stadium. Coy Bacon just picked up his first sack of the year. He had 26 last year to lead the entire NFL. The Lasers back on their own 44-yard line, faced with a fourth down and long situation, and we'll be back in just a moment to bring your way. But the score now, at the end of the first quarter here in Indianapolis, the Bengals 10, the Lasers nothing. Now this word on the Laser Football Network.
Bob Lamy along with Joe McConnell back at Circle Stadium. The first quarter history with the Bengals leading at 10-0 over our Indianapolis Lasers. The Lasers in the second quarter will defend the southern goal, and the Bengals have the north goal at their back. And the first quarter statistics tell the story. The Bengals, 5 first downs to the Lasers, 1. Overall total offense of 146 yards for the Bengals, only 35 for the Lasers. The Lasers picked up 34 yards on the ground, picked up actually only 1 yard passing, 9 on a completion, and they were sacked for 8 yards, the only sack of the first quarter, while the Bengals had 43 yards rushing, 103 yards passing. Anderson was 4 out of 5, including a touchdown of 49 yards to Isaac Curtis. He also threw once to Billy Brooks for 23 yards. Norris Wheezy, 1 out of 4 for his total of 9 yards. Rushing leaders, Archie Griffin, 4 carries for 19 yards. Booby Clark, 3 bulls through the line. He picked up 18 yards. And the big ground gainer, Williams, for the Lasers, carried it once for 21 yards. The penalties, two against the Bengals for 15 yards, one for 10 against the Lasers. The Lasers, the only team that had to punt. Madow, who's going to be forced with that situation again, looking at his third punt of the game, has punted for an average of 42 yards. Plays are even, 14 for the Bengals, 13 for the Lasers. But the big statistics, third down coverage, one out of two for the Bengals, and that one was a 49-yard touchdown throw from Anderson to Curtis. And the Lasers have had three third down opportunities. They are 0 for 3, Joe, and 10-0 down. We go to the second quarter. We got the wind. Let's see if it helps.
Well, it's fourth down and 19. The Lasers, thanks to Coy Bacon's sack of Norris Wheezy, back on their own 44-yard line. Shelby and Anderson are deep. Here's a snap, and Madow gets the kick away. And it's not quite as good as the first two-quarter efforts against the wind. It bounces at the 23-yard line and is picked up, and Shelby is knocked down at the 19-yard line. No gain. It bounced in front of him. He kind of picked it up and tried to go with it. And down very quickly, the Laser defense, and making the tackle was Kevin McLean. On that special teams unit, he's out of Colorado State. Was a number one draft choice of the L.A. Rams a couple of years ago. Matter of fact, there were quite a few raised eyebrows when this young man was made available in the expansion draft.
Joe, the punt of Madow's is shortest of the game at 37 yards, but it still puts the Bengals back at the 19-yard line. And I think Willie Shelby had ideas of calling for a fair catch, but tried to get it out of a little bit of trouble, and it just didn't work.
All right, first down now for the Bengals on their own 19-yard line. This is the poorest field position Cincinnati has had thus far this afternoon. Slot to the left now. Curtis and McDaniel in there. Deuce backfield. Back to pass, Kenny Anderson. He's done it well so far. He throws it over the middle, and it's caught by Bob Trumpy as he gets across the 30 to the 31-yard line. Trumpy, the tight end. And Nate Allen comes up from the secondary, left corner back to make the tackle on the play, and Anderson goes 5 out of 6 through the air.
The veteran tight end ran right at Nate Allen, got to about 2 yards in front of him, turned, hooked back, caught the pass. The 5 out of 6 for Anderson now. Nate Allen nailed him, but not after another first down, the sixth of the game for the Bengals.
First down, Cincinnati at their own 31-yard line. Now Pete Johnson is in place of Booby Clark at running back. Johnson, a big one out of Ohio State at 240 pounds. Second round draft choice this year. Big rookie. Johnson and Griffin in the eye. Johnson the short man. And the give to big Pete Johnson. He tries right guard and chugs his way up to about the 34-yard line. Pat Hughes, the middle linebacker, met him head and head along with Larry Hand, who was submarining in there low. And they bring the big Buckeye down, a gain of 3. It's second down, 7, Cincinnati.
There's a key situation there. It took two guys to bring Pete Johnson down, and had Hughes not helped out, I don't think Larry Hand could have held him. He might have picked up 4 or 5 more.
All right, the Bengals break the huddle. They're on their own 34-yard line. Second down, 7. Again, Isaac Curtis wide to the far left side, and Billy Brooks wide to the near side. The backs are split now on the deuce. There's a quick pitch, not Archie Griffin. He's going to try to sweep right in, and he turns the corner and gets knocked down. A pickup of about 3 yards on the play. He had a couple of blockers in front of him, but Allen and Rogers overplayed the blockers and made the tackle, containing Griffin for a gain of 3. It'll be third down now and 6 yards to go. The Bengals on their own 37.
Even though he picked up 3 yards, heads-up defensive play by Nate Allen and by Mel Rogers contained it at 3 yards. As you mentioned, they just ran roughshod right through the blockers and nailed Archie. And a lot of experience in that Laser defensive secondary really helped out with Nate Allen making another big play.
Well, it's 3rd and 4, and if history repeats itself, Kenny Anderson will probably go to the air now. Johnson still in there at fullback, and they line up in the deuce. Johnson on the right side, slot left. Anderson looking. Now takes the snap, and it's going to be a run with Johnson trying to bang up the middle, and he is put down at the 39-yard line. A gain of 2. He's going to be shy of first down yardage, so that time Anderson thought he would cross the Lasers up. And he gave the ball to big Pete Johnson, but Steve Okanuski plugged the hole pretty well. And again, it was Hughes, the middle linebacker, who came up to help out.
Okanuski read it perfectly, read off the block, just pushed his way through, grabbed Johnson again. Not strong enough to take him by himself, but Pat Hughes, that defensive captain, moved in and really slammed Pete Johnson and almost caused him to fumble the ball.
Well, the Lasers have held, and we're going to see our first Cincinnati punt of the afternoon, and actually the season now. McAnally is in. Pat McAnally out of Harvard, a wide receiver, is in now to punt it away. He had a 38.8 punting average during the preseason. Fourth down, 2. The Bengals at their own 39. McAnally waiting now. The snap by Lapham. And there's the kick. And he got a beauty away. It's
Joe,
low.
Got another flag.
And it bounces. And it's going to take a big Cincinnati roll. All the way down. And finally, out of bounds, a 51-yard punt. As it rolls all the way down to the 10-yard line, Staying away from that ball was Freddie Williams as he decided he didn't like the way it was coming at him. And the Bengals got a big roll, but we do have a penalty.
Joe, the flag right at the line of scrimmage, it could mean almost anything. And the officials huddled around talking to the Lasers captains at the moment. And the indication is an illegal player downfield on the punt, yeah. And what a break that is.
Oh, that's a big break. And, you know, that's a penalty that's often called, and they changed the rule 2 or 3 years ago. You have to hold up now at the line of scrimmage before that ball leaves the kicker's foot, and it's called many, many times. You know, we've got hockey tonight, the Racers.
Racers at New England. It'll be brought your way at 7:20 on WIBC tonight. And, of course, Mike Forens will be up at the Hartford Civic Center to bring you all the action there. But we've still got plenty of action here. The Bengals lead at 10-0. But that penalty flag saved the Lasers of being in a big, big hole. And it's going to force McAnally to punt it again.
All right, he's back and waiting. The snap is a good one, not much of a rush. And he gets it high in the air, a high-hanging floater coming down. Williams at the 21-yard line starts to cut back upfield, gets a block across the 25 and is spilled at the 28-yard line. Reggie Williams fielding that punt and getting a block. And Melvin Morgan made the tackle at the Laser 28-yard line, a 7-yard return.
Melvin Morgan, a member of that Suicide Squad, he loves to hit, and he really wrapped Reggie that time. But the run back of 7 yards, and we've got a lot better field position than we had about 30 seconds ago.
Well, McAnally with a 45-yard punt, his first official kick of the afternoon. Timeout is called on the field. With a score, the Cincinnati Bengals 10, the Indianapolis Lasers nothing. We'll be back with more from Circle Stadium in a moment. This is the Indianapolis Lasers Football Network. Joe McConnell and Bob Lamy back at the Circle, the brand new football stadium in Indianapolis. The Bengals lead the the Lasers 10-0, and it's Indy ball first down at the Laser 28-yard line. Wheezy brings him out. Burks wide to the left, and in the slot to the left is Sheldon Diggs, the young rookie from Southern Cal. Williams still in there for Sullivan at running back along with Smith. Here's the call. And Wheezy rolls to the right, looks, throws the ball, and it's complete. It's caught by Paul Seal, the tight end, on a slant as Wheezy rolled to the right side, and Parrish came up to make the tackle across the 40 at the 42-yard line. That'll be about a 14-yard pickup, and it's a first down for the Lasers.
That's the second first down of the ball game for the Lasers, Joe, and Lamar Parrish at 183 pounds had his hands full with 223 pounds, 6'4", Paul Seal, and Seal got an extra 3 or 4 yards just dragging Parrish along.
Seal, of course, played for the New Orleans Saints for 3 years before being waived and coming over to the Lasers in the expansion draft. First down, Indianapolis at the Laser 42-yard line. Wheezy's second completion of the afternoon. Now they line up in a double wing to the left, Burks and Diggs, and in the wing to the right is Fred Williams. Long count. Now, in motion goes Williams to the left side. They're going to flood the entire side. Back to pass is Wheezy. Looking. Pops watch now runs to the left. Throws, and it's caught by Burks on a diving catch. A great catch as he crossed over at the sideline. And Tommy Casanova can do little about that.
Casanova came in to make the tackle, and some of the Lasers think that might have been a bit of a late hit there. But Casanova just wanted to make sure that Burks didn't get up and run again. And once again, as you mentioned, they flooded the area. Casanova one-on-one, and all he could do was watch Burks catch the ball on the dive and then slid on top of him. And the Lasers, as I say, wanted a penalty, but none forthcoming.
Well, they get the first down. It's across the midfield stripe of the Bengal territory at the 42. That's a 16-yard completion. First down for the Lasers, and they have back-to-back completions now from Norris Wheezy. First down at the Bengal 42-yard line. This is their deepest penetration of the afternoon. All right, they line it up in a tight deuce with Smith on the left, Williams on the right. Ballast wide receivers. And to give now to Smith, and Smith tries the right side on a counter play and gets across the 40-yard line down to the 35, and he's put down by the middle linebacker, Jimmy LeClaire.
Good block by Donnie Green, opened the way there, but Jim LeClaire heads up middle linebacker at 238 pounds out of North Dakota, 6 years as a pro, moved right in and stacked it up, but still second and four after the 6-yard pickup as they'll put it down, I think, at about the 36-yard line.
A gain of 6 on the play on a little counter there with Smith as the flow went to the left, waited a step, and then tried to crack it back to the right side off tackle. Second down 4, the Lasers driving down Bengal territory at the 36-yard line. Again, deuce backfield, split about 3 yards behind Wheezy. Wide to the left is Diggs, wide to the near side is Burks. Now the give to Williams. Williams tries the right side and gets inside the 35, down to about the 33-yard line. And Whitley, along with Pritchard, make the tackle. Good lateral pursuit by Ron Pritchard, the right side linebacker who came over to the left side of center to make the tackle on the play.
And Wilson Whitley, the rookie, wasn't fooled at all on the play. He's had a good first half of the game. And again, he reached out, grabbed a handful of Williams and slowed him down, allowed Ron Pritchard to move in and just finish the play off.
It'll be third down and a yard to go. As Williams got close to the first down, they need about a yard plus. They're just outside the Bengal 33-yard line. All right, Wheezy sets him. Diggs again, wide to the left and wide to the near side is Steve Burks out of Arkansas State. Wheezy drops back to pass, looking. Now, scrambles, rolls to the left side. He's going to keep the ball. He gets first down territory across the 30 and is knocked out of bounds by Big Coy Bacon, who came over and unloaded on it.
Nor is Wheezy running for his life away from 265-pound Coy Bacon. I think he might remember, Joe, that 8-yard sack earlier in the football game. But he did. He was wise enough to know exactly where he was. He got to the 29, the third first down, the second in a row for the Lasers. Maybe we got something going. Only 10-0, and the Lasers driving the football.
Well, it looked like Wheezy wanted to throw the ball downfield to either Burks or possibly the tight end Paul Seal, but the Bengal secondary covered up very well on that, and he had to run, and he got the first down on a pickup of 4. First down, the Lasers at the Bengal 29-yard line, trailing 10-0 in the second period. Deuce backfield. Slap to the left now. Diggs lines up a yard behind the line of scrimmage inside of Burks. And there's a fumble on the handoff.
No.
And there's a big pileup at about the 27-yard line.
I think we got it, Joe. I think so.
Lasers have it.
Yep.
The Lasers have it. Oh, there's a break.
Oh, you better believe it. Steve Sylvester, the center, was the guy diving under, and I think maybe he might have tucked it under. But the Lasers do have the football, and I think maybe we picked up a yard or two.
Well, they get a 2-yard gain on it on the fumbled handoff. Williams never really had it, and the ball kind of rolled out there into the line, and lucky for the Lasers, Sylvester fell on the football. Out of Notre Dame, 260-pound Steve Sylvester, the offensive center, was picked up from the Oakland Raiders. Second down, 8. At the Bengal 27-yard line. Look wide to the near side now is Diggs. Wide to the left is Burks. Here's the call by Wheezy. Deuce backfield. And it's going to be a pass. He drops back. He has a little time. Now he throws it out on the right side intended for Paul Seal. And it's broken up incomplete at about the 20-yard line. A big hit by Lamar Parrish, the left cornerback.
Lamar moved right in and really hit Seal hard just as the ball got there and jarred it loose. Or the Lasers would have had another big gain. It is. We're down to 3rd and 8. An obvious passing down, and the Lasers want to pick up this first down, keep the drive moving. Still trailing by only 10 points at 10-0. And this is a big, big play, perhaps the biggest in the first half for the Lasers.
All right, Paul Seal is out, and the Lasers now go with 3 wide receivers. Slot left, Burks wide to the left in the slot as Diggs, and wide to the near side now is Gerald Butler out of Nichols State, who was cut for the Bears earlier this year. Deuce backfield, 3 wide receivers in the lineup on 3rd down. Dropping back to pass is Wheezy. Looking. He throws. It is caught by Diggs at the 10-yard line on the sidelines. Now, wait a minute. There's a penalty flag back at the line.
The yellow flag underneath a couple of players, and that's territory again.
Oh, man. Diggs had made a beautiful cut at the sidelines to catch that ball as he was falling out of bounds at about the 10-yard line, and they are going to bring it back.
Joe, it's just one of those penalties that really kills a drive. They had a first down at the 10-yard line, and now it's going to cost them. And the man getting pointed to, number 74, the offensive right tackle out of Purdue, Donnie Green. And it probably, maybe you never know, it might have been that hold that allowed Wheezy to get the pass away. And if he hadn't held, maybe he would have been sacked. So you just never know. But the penalty hurts as it sets up a 3rd and 18 back at the Cincinnati 37. And
yeah, now they're out of field goal range,
that's
too.
That's right, definitely out of field goal range.
Well, Donnie Green, of course, a starting member of that Buffalo Electric Company who blocked for O.J. Simpson, had some contractual problems and wound up with the Lasers, having his problems here this afternoon. All right. They go. Paul Seal is back in the lineup now. Standard formation. Burks wide to the near side. Diggs split wide to the left. Deuce backfield on 3rd down and 18. And Wheezy to throw. He rolls to the right, looking downfield. And he's being chased now. And he throws. It's incomplete. He throws it away. He was pressured at the last minute. He had time initially, but again, the Bengal secondary covered up. The ball was intended for Sheldon Diggs, who had crossed over, and the ball was thrown away wisely by Wheezy out of bounds. So they don't lose any yardage, but they lose the down. It'll be 4th down and 18, and they're too far away for the field goal at the Bengal 37. It would be a 54-yard attempt.
Yeah, we're going to have to see Madowell come on and punt the ball again. I'm sure he'll try to hit it in the coffin corner if he can, and A couple of the Bengals, Ron Pritchard, the linebacker in particular, wanted another flag on that throwaway, but the official said no, there was a receiver in the area and no throwaway.
All right, three men deep guarding the corners. Waiting now. Here's the snap, and Madow gets the kick away. Tries to feather it a bit, and the Bengals are going to bounce at the five, and it goes into the end zone. He tried to hang it up high and short, and the Lasers got down there quickly, but they couldn't cover it as the Bengals faked the fair catch and let the ball bounce into the end zone. Willie Shelby played that one very wisely. I think it may have taken a step or two off the defensive players getting downfield for the Lasers. And so the ball will be brought out to the 20-yard line, a 37-yard Madow punt. So he tried to get it into the coffin corner, couldn't get the bounce, goes into the end zone, and it'll be a touchback for the Bengals. The score here is 10-0. We're midway through the second period at Circle Stadium in Indianapolis. Timeout is called. We'll be back with more in just a moment on the Indianapolis Laser Football Network. Joe McConnell and Bob Lamy back at the Circle in Indianapolis, where it's a 10-0 ball game. The Bengals over the Lasers, and Cincinnati will put the ball in play at their own 20-yard line.
Joe, that ended the Lasers' best drive of the afternoon so far. 35 yards, it took them 9 plays, and of course that big offensive holding call against Donnie Green slowed it down and stopped the drive. We come away with nothing and used up about 5 minutes on the clock, so it's a good thing. It indicates that the Lasers can move the football on Cincinnati. And one good break, we can get right back in the ballgame.
Well, they had a break. They had a fumble, kept it alive, but then an offensive holding call knocked them out of scoring position. All right, we've got Mike Cobb, the first-round draft choice out of Michigan State, in a tight end now for Bob Trumpy. He lines up on the right side. Slot left, deuce backfield, Kenny Anderson. Oh, there's some movement, and the flag flies before the ball can be snapped, and it looks like the Bengals' right side of the line with young Mike Cobb in there may have anticipated the call a little bit, Robert.
Either Mike or Vernon Holland, one of them moved, and then they both moved, and that's going to cost them 5 yards and set up a first and 15 back at the Bengal 15-yard line. That's the third penalty against Cincinnati so far in the football game, and the penalties haven't been that often.
All right, the Bengals break the huddle. This time they send Brooks wide to the near side, Curtis put wide to the left, high formation. Anderson drops back to pass and sets it up, lobs a little screen now to Booby Clark. He cuts to the right side and crosses the 20 and gets up near the 25-yard line on a screen to the big running back, Booby Clark.
Vern Holland got out in front of that play and led it, Joe. And when you're running behind Vernon Holland, you got a big wedge going for you. Tim Foley and Pat Hughes, the two fellas that combined to knock it down. But as you mentioned, a 10-yard gain, and they got the penalty plus 5 more back.
All right, it's second down 5 now for the veteran Bengal unit at their own 25-yard line. Griffin and Clark in the deuce. Wide to the left is Curtis. Wide to the near side is McDaniel. And the give now to Griffin on a counter. He crosses the 30-yard line and gets up near the 31-yard line as he veered off the right side of the line, and Beauchamp came over, the linebacker, along with Suggs to knock him down. And it's going to be a first down for the Bengals at the Cincinnati 31-yard line. So Griffin picked up 6 yards on the running play. They needed 5.
7 first downs for the Bengals now, Joe, as Archie Griffin found the hole and just rode the blocks, knew where that first down yardage was, and got there.
All right, the Bengals now have it at the Cincinnati 31-yard line. Curtis, wide to the left. In the slot to the left now, Billy Brooks, eye formation of Griffin and Booby Clark. Anderson drops back to pass, looking deep, circles to the right, now throws it downfield, and it is picked off! It's picked off by Nate Allen at the Laser 35-yard line. He's to the 45, the 50, and is knocked down. He is knocked down in Laser territory, make that Cincinnati Bengal territory, and Bob Johnson, the offensive center, made the tackle on the play, but Nate Allen, playing it beautifully, cut in front of John McDaniel and picked it off and returned it back across the midfield stripe. There's the first big break of the ball game for the Lasers.
And Bob Johnson made a big, big tackle for the Bengals there, too, because Nate had a lot of running room ahead of him, and Johnson just nailed him for the side and knocked him down at the 49-yard line. A 16-yard return on the interception, and that puts the Lasers right back. Maybe that's the break we were looking for, Joe. 10-0, the Bengals lead it, but for the first time, the Lasers start with the ball in Bengal territory.
All right, wide to the left now. Steve Burks, wide to the near side. About a yard behind the line is Sheldon Diggs. Deuce backfield, Williams and Smith. First down, Lasers at the Bengal 49. The give to Smith. Smith going to try to the near right side. No, he hands off on a reverse to Sheldon Diggs. He runs it to the left side, turns the corner, gets across the 50, down to the 45, the 40, down to the 35, and finally knocked out of bounds near the 31-yard line. A reverse with Sheldon Diggs, the quick-footed youngster out of Southern Cal, taking it behind the line, sweeping it all the way to the far side of the field and down the left sidelines, and Lamar Parrish finally knocked him down, coming all the way over from his left cornerback slot.
Super block thrown by the tight end Paul Seal, as Bo Harris had stayed home, was just about to put the play to a rest with a short gain, and Seal wiped him out and opened up an 18-yard running room and another first down for the Lasers, their third of the ball game.
Well, a little razzle-dazzle there. End around reverse with Sheldon Diggs carrying. 18-yard pickup, first down now for the Lasers at the Cincinnati 31-yard line. This backfield, slot to the left. Wheezy with a call. And he gives to Smith, and Smith tries right tackle and struggles for a couple of yards, and that's about it.
Edwards and Burley were right there to pinch it off and knock it down for a very short gain of a yard or two. And Edwards and Whitley in the middle of that defensive line for the Bengals, the two youngsters have been playing super football this afternoon. That time, though, Gary Burley out of Pittsburgh, his second year in the pros, 265 pounds, just buried Smith on top of Edwards.
Well, the crowd revved up here at the circle. Second down eight, the Lasers at the Bengal 29, their deepest field position of the day. Williams and Smith in the deuce now. Diggs wide to the near side, split wide to the left is Burks. And a give now to Williams, and he breaks through a hole at right tackle and gets inside the 25, down to the 20, and gets to the 18-yard line. Oh, a super block on the right side as he veered across the 25 all the way down to the 18-yard line. And Freddie Williams, the big ground gainer this afternoon for the Lasers, picked up another nice chunk of yardage at the first down.
Gary Poots and Donnie Green opened the hole, and Williams just slithered right on through. And as you mentioned, that Lamar Parrish has made two tackles in the last several plays. Came up with a big stop again, but another first down for the Lasers.
First down at the Bengal 18-yard line, an 11-yard gain for Freddie Williams, one of Frank Cush's fly boys out of Arizona State. Right Diggs now, wide to the far side, and Burks wide to the near side, deuce backfield. And a give now to Smith, and Smith tries left guard and gets inside the 15, about the 14-yard line. Coy Bacon, the big right defensive end, knocked him down with help from the outside linebacker, Ron Pritchard.
Coy Bacon rode off the block of Elmer Collette, or it would have been a much bigger gain. Bacon, who has been outstanding defensively for the Bengals early, has stood him up long enough for Ron Pritchard to get there and finish off the play.
Right,
second down.
Yes, second down and six. A gain of four at the Cincinnati 14-yard line. Sheldon Diggs wide to the near right side. Wide to the left now is Steve Burks. Long count, deuce backfield. Wheezy drops back to pass. Now loops it out on the right flat. It's caught by Smith. He gets a block. He's inside the 10 and is knocked down at about the 7-yard line by Bo Harris, the linebacker.
Bo was the last guy there, and he prevented Smith from getting into the end zone with a good rolling block tackle at the 7. That sets up first down and goal, Joe, and the Lasers really moving the football as that interception by Nate Allen has really turned the Lasers and the crowd on. First and goal at the 7-yard line.
Wheezy, I think, was going for the end zone that time, but when he found his receivers covered up, wisely dumped it out of the right flat to his secondary receiver, and Sherman Smith picked up 7 on the play. It's first down, first and goal to go at the 7-yard line. Winfrey is in now, replacing Smith. Big Stan Winfrey. Winfrey and Williams are the running backs. They're in the eye now. First and goal to go at the 7-yard line. Diggs wide to the near side. Burks split wide to the right. There's a handoff to Winfrey, and he tries the middle and gets stonewalled by the whole center of that Bengal defensive line. Edwards is there, along with Walter Johnson, who has come into the ballgame. A 13-year backup tackle from L.A. State. Walter Johnson, 265. And LeClaire, the middle linebacker, also got a piece of Winfrey. So he gets a rude welcome into the ballgame here and doesn't pick up anything on his first carry. It'll be second and goal at the Bengal 7-yard line.
Winfrey was trying with that second effort to move ahead a yard or two, and LeClaire just put the shoulder into him and climaxed the play with no gain, so he gets second down goal. And of course, the Bengal, a veteran defensive line, a veteran defensive ball club, stiffens here inside their own 10-yard line.
All right, they line it up on second and goal at the 7-yard line. Burks wide to the far left side. In the slot now is Sheldon Diggs. Deuce backfield. And Wheezy back to pass. Rolls to his right. Looks into the end zone. He throws, and it's incomplete. It's incomplete. Intended for Burks in the left corner of the end zone. As you called it, there is a flag down, and it looks like it could be another penalty against the Lasers.
They are calling again the offensive holding, and for the second time in the ball game at a critical point. I think it is again Donnie Green who is the guilty party. Yes, number 74, Donnie Green for holding. And that'll put the ball back at the 17-yard line, second down goal, and that really puts the Lasers behind the eight ball.
Well, Green has had his problems with Gary Burley, the young defensive end out of Pitt, 6'3", 265, and he's given Green fits here so far in the first half. He hasn't made too many tackles, but Green has been nailed a couple of times now for offensive holding. Well, now it's second and goal back at the Bengals 17. It's 10-0, Cincinnati leading. The Lasers trying to get on the board here. All right, they line it up. Wide to the left is Burks, and in the slot to the left is Diggs. Deuce backfield. Now in motion to the right side, out of the deuce goes Freddie Williams. Back to pass is Wheezy. Sets up, looks, throws a lob in the right corner of the end zone, and it's broken up by Casanova. Intended for Paul Seal, the tight end. And Casanova came over and knocked that ball away about 6 yards deep in the end zone. Oh, it looked like 6 points when he threw the ball, Robert.
The LSU veteran Tommy Casanova always seems to have a nose for that football. He knows where it's going. And at the last second, a seal, I think in his mind, was counting 6 points. And Casanova reached out and broke the play up. And that sets up third down and goal from the 17-yard line. And the Lasers need to get something going. They cannot pick up a first down. It's either get all of it or probably have to settle for the field goal.
Well, that incompleted pass stops the clock with 2:02 remaining. We'll have the two-minute warning coming up here in a moment. It's third down and goal. The Lasers at the Cincinnati Bengals 17-yard line. Bobby Thompson back in off the bench. He's replaced Steve Burks. He lines up wide to the left. Sheldon Diggs wide to the near side. Deuce backfield of Williams and Smith. Wheezy with a call on second and goal from the 17-yard line. He drops back to pass. Looks to the right. Now runs to the right. Now throws back to the left. Touchdown! Bobby Thompson, a leaping grab in the end zone. Kenny Riley fell down. Bobby Thompson with a 6-point grab. And the Lasers have scored on the Bengals here.
Joe, a tremendous play by Bobby Thompson. We got a great break as Riley was going stride for stride. But as Thompson cut in across the goal line toward the post, Riley slipped and fell down, and Thompson found himself all alone with the ball nestled right in his hands. And I'm sure the coaching staff would have been mighty upset had he dropped that, and he would have been too. But we're right back in the football game, and if Bob Thomas can add the conversion, we're only 3 points down as we get toward the end of the first half.
Oh, Bobby Thompson took the ball with him. He wants to keep that one for his trophy case, the first Laser touchdown in the NFL. He's a happy young guy. He was cut for the Lions a year or so ago, and he has just come up with a big 17-yard touchdown catch. Wheezy will hold. There's the snap by Steve Sylvester. The kick by Bob Thomas is good, and it's a 10-7 ball game here at the circle as the Lasers battle back. They march 49 yards and 8 plays for the touchdown, and of course, it was set up by the interception by veteran quarterback Nate Allen. The clock reads 1 minute and 53 seconds to go, and the standard 2-minute warning now is being given to both coaches and their squads. And the score here, with 1:53 left to play in the first half of the circle, the Bengals 10, the Lasers 7. We'll be back with more NFL action. This is the Laser Football Network. Well, we got a 10-7 score here. As the Lasers have scored, the Bengals lead by 3. We have 1:53 left to go in the first half.
Joe, the club, the Lasers moved the ball 49 yards in 8 plays. They overcame an offensive holding call. They moved on a third down and goal from the 17-yard line. Norris Wheezy to Bobby Thompson, a touchdown. To get back in the ball game, Bob Thomas added the conversion. It all started with that Nate Allen pass interception to return the ball to the 49-yard line of the Bengals. And maybe that's the break we were looking for to turn this thing around. 10-7, the Lasers trail by only 3. We get set for the kickoff by Bob Thomas.
And he hammers it. End over end. It's not too deep. It's high. And Shelby waits for it at the 9-yard line. Heads to the left side at the 15, the 20. Gets a block at the 25, the 30, the 35, and out of bounds. Up there, he didn't get to the out of bounds, but he's knocked down at the 38-yard line. Over on the far sideline, Willie Brister finally caught up with him. Willie, a tight end out of Southern University. And he made the tackle on the play, and Shelby turned that one back a little bit. He might have gotten a lot more.
Brister really made a big play there. Willie might have been the next to last man with a chance to get to him, and he finally drove him down with that shoulder block. But as you mentioned, a great run back by Willie Shelby. That's what the Bengals have him around for.
Well, now let's hope the young Laser defense can tighten up here. Anderson brings him out of the huddle. And this time they split Bob Trumpy, the tight end, about 5 yards wide to the near side. Slot to the left. Deuce backfield. First down for the Bengals at their own 38-yard line. Anderson to throw, looking, throws, and it's caught by Trumpy across the 45-yard line, down to the 44-yard line in Laser territory.
One of the premier tight ends in football, Bob Trumpy, just worked himself free over the middle. Reggie Williams finally ran him down, but another big gain of 18 yards and another first down for the Bengals, their ninth in the first half.
Yeah, and they've called a timeout to stop the clock now with 1:34 remaining in the half. That time they split Trumpy about 5 yards off the right tackle on the near side, and he did a fine maneuver down the sidelines, caught the pass, could not get out of bounds. Reggie Williams kept him in bounds, so the Bengals have to spend one of their three timeouts to stop the clock here at 1:34.
Joe, basically, Kenny Anderson has been able to pass. He's found that area right over the middle, right behind the linebackers in front of those safety men, open most of the afternoon. He's thrown the ball to just about everybody he has. He's thrown the big touchdown pass to Isaac Curtis. He's used his wide receivers, Billy Brooks and John McDaniel, effectively. And most importantly, he has thrown to his tight end, Bob Trumpy. And Trumpy has the sure hands. He can catch the football. He just did. He set up that big first down with an 18-yard play, and the ball right away back in Laser territory at the 44-yard line. And as you mentioned, the Laser defense, young though it may be and inexperienced in spots, is going to have to hold here. We've got the score back to 10-7, but we're closing in on halftime, and it'd be nice to go to the dressing room only 3 points down.
The Bengals, of course, would like to make up some of that 7 points they just gave up a moment ago. Well, Anderson now has conferred with Tiger Johnson over on the far sidelines and rejoins his teammates in the huddle now. Again, a reminder, Mike Forns with Racer Hockey tonight from New England, beginning at 7:20, following the broadcast, the conclusion of this NFL game, the Lasers and the Bengals. All right, the Bengals line it up now at the Laser 44-yard line. Brooks wide to the near side. Wide to the left is Isaac Curtis. Deuce backfield of Griffin and it's Clark still in there. Back to pass. Anderson looking now. Oh, he's being rushed. He throws, and it's incomplete. A rush was put on that time, and Kenny Anderson had to throw it in a hurry. It was intended for Brooks down at about the 19 or 20-yard line.
Pat Hughes blitzing came right through. He was not picked up, and he just about got to Anderson for the first Laser sack, but Anderson got the ball away and overthrew his target, but better the overthrow than eating a 10-yard loss at this stage. Second down, 10 at the 44. And again, he used Billy Brooks, who went on that long post pattern down the middle, but just overthrew him a bit.
All right, second down, 10. The Bengals on the Indianapolis 44-yard line. Griffin and Clark in the deuce. Griffin on the left side. Wide to the near side is Curtis now as they flip-flop their wide receivers. McDaniel in for Brooks, who was the intended receiver on the last play. He's wide to the left. And it's a draw to Griffin. Griffin, big hole. He cuts back upfield, gets down to the 40, the 35, the 30, and is knocked out of bounds as he crosses the 25-yard line down near the 22-yard line. Archie Griffin, hard to knock down, eluded 1, 2, 3 tackles, and finally is spilled at the Laser 22-yard line.
Anytime you've got a draw play that works that effectively, Joe, you've got to credit great ball handling to Kenny Anderson as he faked the ball up the middle first, then gave it as he faked the pass to Griffin on that draw play. But the left side of the line, Rufus Mays, John Shinners, and center Bob Johnson really opened a gaping hole. And Archie Griffin scrambled through 22 yards, the ball at the 22. Another first down for the Bengals. As we approach halftime, that's the 10th first down for the Bengals.
Yes, they've called a timeout here to stop the clock once again with first down on the Laser 22. We'll be back in just a moment on the Laser Football Network. 1:09 left to go in the first half, 10-7. The Bengals lead the Lasers, and they're looking for more. First down at the Laser 22-yard line. Wide to the left, Isaac Curtis. In the slot now to the left is Billy Brooks. Deuce backfield. Kenny Anderson, who's had an excellent first half, calling the signals. And he drops back to pass. He looks now. He throws to the left side, and it's incomplete at the 5-yard line, intended for Isaac Curtis, and the flag is thrown.
Joe, I think they've got Nate Allen with an interference call just as Curtis started to cut for the ball. Nate gave him a little shove, and he was caught for it, and another penalty coming up at an inopportune time. This one will give the Bengals another first down, their 11th of the ball game, deep in Laser territory at about the 5 or the 6-yard line. Nate Allen is the guilty party on the pass interference call as he pushed Curtis away from the ball.
Well, that's a tough break for the Laser secondary, and now this will give the Bengals a first down and goal. First down and goal at the 5-yard line. Well, you just can't let this veteran ball club operate on you, no matter how little time is left, because Anderson is a master of the 2-minute drill, and the young Lasers are getting quite a lesson. First down, goal at the 5-yard line. Pete Johnson has brought a play in from the bench, possibly, as he replaces Booby Clark in the lineup. They go into a tight deuce now. Griffin and Johnson about a yard apart. They were teammates at Ohio State. Both ends are in tight now as Cobb is in there replacing the wide receiver, Isaac Curtis. Wing to the right. First and goal from the five-yard line. And the give to Archie Griffin. And Griffin tries a left side and gets down near the goal line. I don't think he made it. He didn't make it. They spot the ball on the one-yard line. Al Beauchamp, the right side linebacker, with help from Will Wynn, the defensive end, bring Griffin down short of the end zone. And so the ball will be spotted just outside the Laser one-yard line. It's second down goal. The Bengals 1 yard away from the touchdown. And they're letting the clock run down now. They have plenty of time left, and they still have one timeout in their pocket if they need it.
Joe, in that particular play, Archie Griffin did what he has done so many times at Ohio State. He let Pete Johnson go through the hole first and just grabbed onto his pants and followed him right on through, and it carried him 4 yards down to the goal line. But Big Pete was pulling people out of his way in front, and if it wasn't for Beauchamp and Wynn, well, the Lasers would have been down deeper than they are. 10-7, the Lasers trail. Second down, goal to go to the one-yard line. Time running out, but the Bengals in great position.
Well, swing to the left now. The wing is John McDaniel, and back in the ballgame now is Booby Clark. They line up now in the deuce. Clark on the right, Griffin on the left. Second and goal, just outside the one-yard line. Anderson gives the ball to Booby Clark, and he smashes in for the touchdown to the left side of center Bob Johnson, and John Schinner threw a key block, and Booby Clark just bashed it into the end zone, and the Bengals have beaten the clock here in the first half and have taken now a 16-7 lead over the Laser.
Pat Hughes and Steve Okanowski just right there to plug up the hole, but Booby Clark, who weighs in at 242 pounds, as you mentioned, just pulled his way into the end zone. And, well, what we didn't want to happen has happened. After they took the kickoff, the Bengals moved right down the field. 62 yards in six plays they've scored, and here's Chris Barr to try to make it 17-7.
Judge left to go before intermission here. There's the snap, and there's the kick by Barr, and it's good, and the Bengals now lead it 17-7, so they have regained the touchdown they gave up a moment ago to the Lasers, and they maintain a 10-point lead here at 17-7 now with just 9 seconds left to go, and I would imagine we'll have just about enough time for the kickoff return, Bob, before halftime.
Only 9 seconds left on the clock, and as you mentioned, what has to be a bad blow for the Lasers going into the dressing room with 75,000 folks on hand. The Lasers had played a great first half, trailed it only 10-7, but the Bengals, with that experienced offensive unit headed up by Kenny Anderson, moved the ball right down the field. Six plays, 62 yards, climaxed with a one-yard plunge by Booby Clark, and it's 17-7. And now as Howard Stevens goes deep to receive the kickoff, the Lasers don't have much time left, as you mentioned, and we'll have to count on the second half come-from-behind effort. 17-7, the Bengals lead. We're ready for the kickoff. Just 9 seconds left in the first half. Here's Joe.
All right, Barr has the arm in the air, and he moves forward, and he hits a low bouncing kick at the 20. It bounces again at the 15, and it's picked up by Stevens at the 12. He runs to the 20-yard line, cuts back, hits across the 25, and is gang tackled at the 26-yard line. So Barr hit that one low, and it bounced about three times. Stevens short hopped it at the 12-yard line. The Bengals contained it rather well. They bring him down at the 26, a kickoff return of 14 yards. Ron Hunt with a tackle, and the first half has come to an end here at Circle Stadium in Indianapolis. Sellout crowd of 75,000 for the first ever NFL game here, and at halftime, the Bengals will take a 17-7 lead over the Lasers into the locker room. Well, we'll be back in just a moment to recap the first half for you. This is Joe McConnell and Bob Levy at Circle Stadium. Stay tuned. More pro football coming your way on the Laser Football Network. Joe McConnell back at Circle Stadium. We're at halftime. The band getting ready now to perform for the sellout crowd of 75,000 here. The Cincinnati Bengals lead the Indianapolis Lasers 17-7. The first score of the ball game came with 8 minutes and 32 seconds left to play in the first period on a 55-yard drive and 10 plays. The Lasers finally tightened up, and Chris Barr came in and kicked the 34-yard field goal, and the Bengals led it 3-0. Then, after the Lasers were unable to move the football a couple of times, the Bengals took over and marched 74 yards in five plays, most of them through the air, and they got the touchdown on a 49-yard touchdown bomb from Kenny Anderson to Isaac Curtis. And with 3:05 left to go in the first quarter of play, the extra point by Chris Barr made it 10-0 in favor of the Cincinnati Bengals. And that's the way the first 15 minutes of play ended here at Circle Stadium. Then in the second quarter, there was no scoring at all until late. In fact, two touchdowns were compiled in the last 2 minutes of play. With 1:53 remaining, after an interception by Nate Allen, it set up the Lasers with excellent field position at the Bengal 49. 8 plays later, it was Norris Wheezy throwing a touchdown pass to Bobby Thompson. A 17-yard touchdown toss as Kenny Riley fell down trying to defend in the end zone. The extra point by Bob Thomas made the score 10-7 in favor of the Cincinnati Bengals. But the veteran Bengal ball club with Kenny Anderson at the helm needed, just about a minute and 38 seconds to score as they marched 62 yards in 6 plays, and they capped the drive when Booby Clark ran it over from the 1-yard line. Chris Barr added the extra point, and the score at halftime, the Cincinnati Bengals leading the Indianapolis Lasers 17-7. Stay tuned. We've got plenty of halftime activities here at New Circle Stadium as Indianapolis Mayor William Hudnut will be the guest of Bob Lamy along with other luminaries here celebrating the first ever NFL game to be played in Indianapolis. And we'll be listening to those interviews and other interesting information here at halftime coming up in just a moment. Right now, again, the score at halftime, Cincinnati 17, Indianapolis 7. This is the Laser Football Network.